All right. Welcome back. And delighted in our studio. So we're going to go one more segment with him before we bring in our next newsmaker. He's the Commissioner of Education in New Hampshire, Frank Edablu, in a few moments. Right now, Dan Egan and Eric Wilbur. Dan Egan, E-G-A-N, easy to remember. 30 years in a white haze. Wonderful story of worldwide adventure and the evolution of extreme skiing. How do you assess, Dan Egan, the health of skiing and the sport it's become? Because it's evolved.
It's evolved a lot, and skiing and the outdoor industry is just bursting at the seams right now. I think, you know, people have become a whole awakening. Everybody wants to be outside doing something these days.
Right. Especially in the last few years.
Oh, it's just amazing what it's turned on to. And people are waking up to the fact that it's good for you and you feel better about yourself and your perspective and everything. And skiing, you know, is on a upswing everywhere. You know, you mentioned the backcountry skiing, but just, you know, going up to ski at Waterville Valley, Pat's Peak, and just getting out with family and enjoying yourself, it's amazing. And there's a lot of energy around skiing right now. Of course, Bodie's done a lot for skiing around the world, but here in New Hampshire. And then you just look, go to any ski area, and you just see the kids skiing, and they're having fun.
Picture you jumping off the Berlin Wall. I mean, it's quite a picture because you can see the graffiti on the wall and all the stuff of the time period. Great stuff in your book. What's the, you know, I always like to ask this, and Ray Bork was on the show not long ago, and he's become kind of someone I know. And you always like say, you know, people don't know how many years he actually was in the National Hockey League, and he was in a lot longer than people think, a couple decades. But best moment, and it's hard for them to recall, but actually he had one. And nice. They actually remember their stats and their numbers. You think they won't. And but I've also talked with, and when I did the Sports Legends in New England with Jim Burke and the team and Bob LaBelle, some baseball players for the Red Sox who didn't have as much fun playing as you thought. You thought that they were living a dream world. So there's tough moments. What's your best memory?
Well, you know, I was lucky enough to do all of this with my older brother, John. And that's within itself is special. And then when you add to it the places we went, and the things we saw right around when history was changing, the fall of the Iron Curtain, and the people we met, you know, skiing for me has always been about a connection of people, but, you know, the simple things, sitting on a chairlift with my dad, when I was the general manager at Tenney Mountain. And my dad was parking cars in the parking lot.
Yeah.
They'd tell me, hey, Dan, you know, we got four more cars in here today. You know, making a difference. All the kids I've skied with. So awesome. And then, you know, there's the personal side of it, you know, skiing 5,000-6,000 vertical feet of powder. You know, I like to say when I think about how many perfectly productive days I've wasted skiing, I just get overwhelmed.
What about, was it that what happened in Russia? Is that, I mean, if you had to say kind of the bummer of it all, what would it be?
Well, I think, you know, what I say in the book, Jack, is that skiing saved me and almost killed me multiple times. The most famous shot of the Egans is the famous cornice break at Grand Targhee, where the snow as big as two Greyhound buses breaks off over a 500-foot cliff, and John makes this amazing turn in midair. But, you know, for me, when you really love something, when you have passion, you have to suffer through the bad times. That's how you know you love it.
Now, the adrenaline, the drive, I shared with you earlier, I talked about some of the special operatives I've met. They live and feel, and that's fuel. As you get on with your career, how do you sustain that?
Well, you know, for me, it's all about helping others do it. You know, I'm in touch with a lot of kids and a lot of families that are on their way to the X Games, or they're making it to the Olympics for the first year. I love to write, you know, my columns and my stories, I think, are out there to change the perspective on what's important. And at my camps, what we work on is freeing yourself from the critical mind, how to ski into the flow state without judgment.
It's a sort of life mental coaching.
Absolutely.
You know, how to kind of, you know, get to that, get over some of the jitters maybe and the fears and kind of tap that inner athleticism or talent.
Yeah, you know, you have a lot of anxiety, a lot of vibration in the world today. And skiing's the perfect sport for a family and individuals to escape that. And you don't have to worry if it's too sunny, too snowy, too icy. Like, that's not really what's important here. What's important is that you're outside. I love that first run of the day, the morning glide, when I'm just out there waking up.
Yeah, yeah. And it's longer than surfing. Hey, real quickly, you're going to be in Portsmouth Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Music Hall. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, Warren Miller's film, Winter Starts Now. I'll be there with the film. The film's been on tour. It's been all over the place. And then I have my own shows with Warren up at the Flying Monkey on the 26th of the Friday after Thanksgiving and at Gene's Playhouse in Lincoln on December 30th.
And people can get a book if they come by?
Oh, come on by. Grab a book. Of course, you can check it out at white-haze.com or wherever you get your books. A lot of the bookstores have it, too.
White-haze.com. And, of course, Amazon, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Egan, very gracious of you. We appreciate the time. Best of luck. And I think I'm getting the sense, I don't know if you are, because last year people forget they didn't know what to expect the last couple of years in the ski season. It ended up being very busy. A lot of people don't know this. Even in the midst of the virus and the variant, I mean, these ski areas adapted well. I think it's going to be a pretty healthy, vigorous season coming up, don't you?
Oh, it's going to be amazing with the World Cup coming to Killington here at Thanksgiving weekend.
Olympics.
We're Beijing, so lots happening. There's a big buzz about it, and people are ready to rumble and get out there and ski.
Now, you still doing some of the commentating stuff? Will you be going to the Olympics?
I'll be writing for the Boston Globe for the Olympics.
So you're going to go? You're making the trip?
It's going to be amazing.
You know, I don't even want to ask how many nights you sleep in one place, but I won't get into that. You sound like a leader of another country. All right, good stuff. 30 years in a white haze. Who knows? It may wind up in our dollar store coming up. Corey Iles, thanks for getting Dan in here. Jack, Keith Corey Iles. We come back. Commissioner of Education, Frank Edelblue, talking about a new website for parents and students, but also politics very much in the mix. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. By the way, at New Hampshire Journal, Michael Graham, nhjournal.com, they're listing the possible names that might make a run for the U.S. Senate. Talk about extreme skiing. That might be a vertical jump for some. Of course, Garth Brooks, I referenced that documentary. If you want to see another one, Johnny Cash and Richard Nixon, it's on Netflix. You would think, what's the correlation? But a lot of what we're wrestling with here in this country right now, what is patriotism, the political divide, these are some good documentaries with Johnny Cash all the way back then. But right now, a little Garth, we're going to the bottom of the hour. Come back. Commissioner Edelblue is next. It's the roar of a sun crowd. It's the white and there's nothing, the gold and the